and we put so much focus under our microscopic roof, unaware that we're all subject to a roofless universe. And our strongest sign of virtue is to show that we are even able to let go to what we have so much loved. And unable to express our identity from within the social allotments in which we have been confined, we eventually lose our touch with nature and freak out. And from above, there are never any rights given, but only ways of frauding one another. And we shouldn't play the usual victim, but accept the degenerated human nature around us to enforce our own. We should always keep on perfecting our morality, because as soon as we adapt it to a philosophical or religious scheme, it starts degenerating. And at any rate, any race must fulfill their capitalist dream before we can take care of the remaining natural resources. And within a professional structure, we cannot but project ourselves as a professional, even if we are most stupid. And different transitions will take us to different stages, which are all necessary to reach the ultimate stage. And a great material loss can be a gigantic spiritual gain, if we are noble enough to evaluate it like that. And human oppositions are even more needed as a form of trial and error of present boosted my machines. And we ought to stick to something in order to mature a process, and yet once the process is mature, we can literally adapt it to anything else. And it is not about living in one or another tradition, but it is about breaking from one that allows us to regenerate meaning. And the most powerful work of art is lyrical, yet without any music. And it isn't that politics ought to act right away for us, but we ought to break from a voracious society in order to re-establish our nature. And we can be mortal gods, but never have the pretension to be immortal, as that will only accelerate our death. And in order not to stagnate, we ought to leave our nature in association with actual natural processes. And all that deviates our natural tendency to love are the brutal encounters generated by hate. And the most capture, some kills, and very few give love to the new natural creatures. And humans can only do good by giving time to their nature. And we ought to keep things in their natural course, as any varnish will turn black as death. And to keep our contemplation stimulated, we anyway ought to activate ourselves to build a house for it to rest. And there is the illusion of living under a strong national identity and yet being enslaved by it to keep up its reputation. And while intellectual institutions have replaced religious institutions, the purpose is the same, namely to maintain a power structure, and no institution should be able to grant any rights, as no institution is able to know any single man in depth. And telecommunication will always upset us, as nuances are either rendered too cold or too hot. And once a structure abuses in its power, all other structure will have to abuse along in order to maintain a balance. And the richer we become, the further we ought to get from nature, and the more money we'll have to spend to get closer to it. And we might suddenly become in fashion, as being in rags becomes the fashion. And as philanthropists gather up, they automatically start to abuse the human rights they so eagerly wanted to defend. And it isn't the machinery engaged, but the exposure to the natural process that make the strength of a work. And we should come to the point that people don't want any more wars, because they don't want any more of its monuments. And in order to preserve an environment, humans are ready to remove all life, even their own. And we ought to acknowledge that the smallest modification in nature may in fact change its entire course. And rights should only be established globally, as by establishing them locally we can only worsen the rights of our neighbors. And the repetition of patterns is the key for our development, yet only if we do so organically. And a true morality cannot be but an eclectic collection of principles we gather on the precarious road of our lives. And unexpectedly, the most advanced civilization breaks its own dwellings to recreate on top of it the wildest of nature. And we naturally shift to the opposite pole, but unnaturally get the worst of it. And by learning to observe reality, we get better than primitive hunters to spot the details. And the right equation is that when we project ourselves as great, we are most miserable from within. And by taking control of an ever more powerful media, the meaningless has become most mainstream. And it is always the economical predominance to affect the cultural predominance, and never vice versa, unless there's some spirituality involved. And in the safety commodity, the void left by imagination would be filled by rage. And anyone following written instructions on how he or she should live is, by definition, dogmatic. And the present celebration of the unnatural is the cause of the future repression of any form of freedom. And we can function naturally with our own mental gears, and yet we get too dependent by the flows provided by the frameworks around us. And as humans fall more and more into actual patterns, prejudice against them becomes more and more essential. and to be able to strike hearts, our we have to be driven by passion, yet to be able to strike souls, our passion ought to come from virtue. And we can stay unaffected by the environment around us only if we have an environment within us. And then a social system can work. It only requires a blind and numb faith. And even if we can win, any war should be avoided, as any war is but a process of brutality. And the very fact that we don't find a place where to give birth to the result of our spiritual process only nourish more and more the later. And in the struggle to be understood, our intuition only grows, and a perfect spiritual object is conceived. And powerful meanings can only be created by fully seconding our spiritual madness. Humans cannot but be slashed by the very environment they had the arrogance of irreversibly change. And being too addicted to social consent, we ought to reduce the time span of our creations, thus reducing the poetic element. And any spiritual condition ought to be precarious, as it precludes any commodity to begin with. And the more we adapt our sensibility to what life has to give to us, the more we can appreciate its variety. Only a fully developed nature can survive without any of the social assistance exhausting nature at large.